Hi everyone, welcome to WNW, World News of the Week. We're your hosts. I'm Maya.
And I am Maya's dad, Jeremy. And this is the show that gets the conversation started in your home.
And this week we have guests.
Oh, hi, I'm Connor.
Hi, I'm Amy.
And they're back, right?
Yep.
You guys were on a different episode. Which one were you guys on?
We were on the episode about electric vehicles a couple months ago.
That was one of the toughest ones we had. There was a lot of very complicated research. We're learning as we go. We're only on what episode is this, Maya?
27, 28.
Yeah, you guys were awesome on that episode. Like,
really, that was a really good one.
Yeah. And you very much earned your return invitation.
So, thank you.
Welcome back, scholars.
I'm pretty excited to be on this episode because I've got a lot of facts about March Madness.
Okay, that's awesome. I appreciate your excitement. Maybe we should jump into it. Should we skip some of our preamble, Maya?
Sure.
Should we do our sponsors and then just jump into it?
Yeah, sure. My sponsor is Broncos because I was on my brother's podcast and yeah, it was pretty fun.
Okay, sponsors, other guys, other team members.
Oh, us. Okay, so my sponsor is my friend Max, because I'm wearing his hoodie, actually, from his bar mitzvah right now. So, yeah.
It's a good looking hoodie.
My sponsor is the new football I just got at a store. Yeah.
Do you have a rocket of an arm?
I guess one could say.
Awesome. My sponsor is TKF, where Eamon learns Kung Fu. Moving along.
Well, we already said what the topic was, but it's March Madness.
It's the business of March Madness, right?
The business of March Madness. March Madness, apologies.
Because as we're going to learn, it is big business, right?
Pretty big business.
Okay, so let's start here with an important question. Okay, Eamon and Connor, which ACC team was the last team to win the national championship?
I don't know. I think it was one of those like C-tier, no one cares about teams. Must have been some sort of fluke a couple years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got no clue. Probably because nobody really cared about who won. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't Duke, was it?
No. But we're going to win this one.
We're going to win this one definitely easy.
I think it might have been the University of Virginia. We'll do a little more research on that one.
It can't be. Virginia? No one's heard of the university. Hey, are they even in the ACC?
Wait. Virginia's got a basketball team? I didn't know that.
I'm so glad you guys prepared for that question. Okay, Maya.
You guys live in a college town. What's the vibe like in March? How do you guys personally experience the tournament?
So in our town, there's actually two colleges, basically, Duke and UNC, or University of North Carolina. And we've got a really big rivalry between the teams. So like, say at school, it's basically divided between the Duke fans and the UNC fans.
Not in my grade.
Not in his grade. They're only Duke fans, apparently. But it's a big, big rivalry, very intense, very important to everyone. If your team wins, it's the most important thing that's happened ever. So
it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Yes, definitely.
So what makes the tournament such like a spectacle? Why do you think it grips everyone in this country so much?
That's a good question.
Well, because everyone has a chance in March Madness. There's tons of teams that no one's heard of, but like some people in Montana went to that school or whatever, and they have a chance of winning the national basketball tournament. And it's one game elimination, meaning you can, if you lose once, you're out. So it really just adds that anything can happen vibe. And it's just like a big, big feeling among everyone. Upsets are really common. Like last year, I think there was one of the biggest upsets ever. The number one seeded team in the tournament lost to the number 16 seed in the tournament for only the second time ever. And like, even though we were at a sports bar watching it, even though it was a team in like New Jersey that won, Fairleigh Dickinson University. But so even though none of us liked that team, we were all super into it. I even bought a shirt for the university, actually. So, yeah.
So how popular is the March Madness tournament these days, guys?
I would say it's pretty popular. I mean, in my grade is everything anybody talks about.
Yeah. I looked it up, and there are actually 10 million viewers per game. So if there are I don't know how many games there are in the whole tournament, actually, but that's certainly a lot of, you know, think about 64. Anyway, you got the point. There are a lot of people watching these games.
How does the university benefit from its sports or basketball program?
Obviously, they get a lot of money in merchandise sales
and
they rake in tons of money. And also, it's just publicity. Like, to take my example earlier, Fairleigh Dickinson, I didn't know that university existed. But now they made money because they bought a shirt of theirs. And then, of course, if you do well in March Madness, like donors, for instance, say you win March Madness, donors will be more likely to donate to your school because not only do they know your school now because you won, but then they think you must be a decent school if you were able to win March Madness.
Oh, and of course, there's also, you know, the tickets that are sold. Do you guys have to pay for tickets for are they free to students? And to, I mean, you guys aren't students of Duke, but I assume students get in free?
I believe the students do get in free, but there's like a very small student section. So like they have to camp outdoors like before big games. They spend like weeks camping in a line to try to get in. It's very, most people don't make it. And then we have to pay because, yeah.
Right, because you are not students yet.
We are not students yet.
Yes.
Right, but so there are ticket revenues. There's a massive TV package. So it is big business, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There.
And I actually looked up the dynamics for the women's tournament. And while there are 10 million average viewers for the men's tournament, there are actually 6.5 million for the women's tournament. So that's
pretty good.
The women's basketball has been improving in popularity over the years. I don't think it's getting enough credit, and their players are getting treated well enough. But it's good to know that it's getting more popular.
You know, a couple years ago, in the women's Final Four, some players posted pictures of like the facilities, like the locker rooms and the catering for them compared to the men's. And the difference was so extreme, it got a lot of people really into it. And then lately, there's been a women's basketball player on Iowa named Caitlin Clark, who's really, really, really talented. Like, she recently broke the NCAA basketball scoring record for both men and women. Destroyed it. So she's definitely bringing in popularity.
So the tournament is like huge business, and we were talking about that. But are the players really part of that business?
So until very recently, are you asking like if the players get paid?
Did they get paid? Yeah.
Yeah. Until very recently, no, except for that most of them got scholarships to whatever university. No. But then a couple years ago, there was a lawsuit filed by the players against the NCAA because they thought, you know, they're making the university a lot of money. They deserve to be paid, and not by the university, but they deserve to be allowed to be sponsored and paid or whatever. And so they won the lawsuit. And so now there's really no rules about it. It's just like if a company or a sponsor wants to have a player in its advertisements, it can pay for that player's NIL or name, image, likeness. And then the player is now allowed to, basically the players are just allowed to make money for playing basketball now.
But so do you guys know what it was like beforehand? Before they had the right to this NIL policy?
It used to be that players would leave college after 1 year for the NBA. Almost all of the time, because a lot of the players didn't have the money and they needed the money that the NBA gives them. But now, because of being paid from the NIL, they can make money already. And so they get to stay and graduate and do all that kind of stuff.
Before they had this lawsuit, and I think you're right, I think it's tremendous progress and that's actually exciting. But before they had this lawsuit, It was like if a player was hungry and someone gave them like dinner, that could be considered to be payment and they could be kicked off the team. And it was pretty unfair. And now it seems like it's a lot more fair, where a player who's generating, you know, all of this revenue for the school and for television contracts, all that type of stuff, can be out there and can not fear, you know, taking a slice of pizza from someone, and can actually participate. You're right. And have a future there and stay for a couple of years and get their education and still profit themselves. It seems like a much better system. Okay, so part of the big deal, I think part of what embraces so many people in March Madness is the way, like you guys talked about, the way, like, there are just so many teams and it's single elimination, it's all exciting. So, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's a big, there's a $1 billion promise to someone who gets the bracket right. Yeah. Do you know why they can make such a big bet on that? Because do you know what the odds of getting a bracket right are?
One in 9.2 quintillion.
Right.
Yeah.
That's...
those are the odds of being able to get a perfect bracket.
So, you know, those odds are pretty remote, wouldn't you say?
I would say yes.
Who is going to win the NCAA championship this year? Is it Duke. Women's?
Duke.
Duke.
And then in women's?
Yeah.
Iowa.
Iowa. Yeah.
Because they got the best basketball player in the world.
Maya, who do you think is going to win the NCAA championship this year?
I really don't know, because I don't really follow March Madness.
Yeah, nor do I. Does Vermont have a team? I'm going Vermont.
I'm surprised you're not guessing whatever school it was that you claim won the ACC or whatever recently. From the ACC, Vadena? Something like that.
You remember? There was this team called the UVA Cavaliers. They won the national championship most recently out of the ACC. I have no idea how they're doing this year, but I'm assuming not as well as your Duke team. So I'm always happy to cheer for your team, guys. What do the players win anything? Like, I actually don't know. Do they win anything if they other than the honor and the?
No, just pride. I mean, I think they might get rings for it. I don't think so though. And they get to hold the trophy and like, I mean, I think it's just like, for a lot of them, it's like their dream. So,
and yeah. NBA careers will start up for them
sometimes.
Right. What about this March Madness? Like, I don't know. Maybe it started in March a long time ago, but it is March 16th today, and I'm not yet mad. When does the season? When does the madness start?
It starts next week. It starts next week. I think Thursday, which is quite late in March. Normally, I feel like it's earlier, but I've always been confused that it goes through April. Like, it always annoyed me that it went through April, but it was called April Angriness.
By the way, so yes. I'm going to put my bracket in. I'm not going to say what it is. However, if I get it right, I'll give, like, a lot of the money to your podcast.
Eamon, that's so generous of you.
I'm not going to get it right, but if I do, that... I don't know. I'll try.
I appreciate that. I mean, if you get a billion, you know what? I'll put one in two. If I get it right, I'll just split it with you 50-50. It's half of it's yours, because I'm willing to make that promise on one of 9.2 quintillions.
Yeah, but there was two of us, so two out of 9.2
quintillions. We could both win. What if we both won, and then we were basically just giving money back and forth to each other? Because
I like that idea.
What are some questions we could have to keep the conversation going? What the basketball is so popular, and so is football, and the players are now really seeming to do better with those. But how would you feel if you were a female shot putter or a male diver or something like that? You know, would you feel like you're participating in the benefits of this in any way? Here's another question to keep the conversation going. What other if this format is so exciting, should other sports consider switching? Like, hockey is four rounds of seven games. What if it was just single knockout? Everyone would watch. It'd be so exciting.
I don't know. I think the style of it is really suited to basketball. I can't imagine football doing that big of a tournament. It just wouldn't feel
right.
Or baseball. But right. I don't know. Maybe
great
they
point. Guys, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
We really appreciate you guys having us for the second time. And we would be happy to come if, another time if you ever have an opportunity for us.
Thanks, Eamon.
Yeah.
Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.